Questions 39 through 41. Listen to a professor talk to her class about a television program.
I'd like to talk to you about a television program that's going to be shown tonight and that I want you all to watch. It will present work that's currently being done by geologists off the coast of Hawaii. The only active underwater volcano in the U.S. is located there. It's growing and may reach the surface of the ocean in about 50,000 years. Not very long from now in geological time. Anyway, geologists are setting up an unmanned observatory at the top of this volcano, which is located about 70 miles southeast of Hawaii and about 3,000 feet below the surface of the ocean. They plan to install seismometers, thermal sensors, chemical detectors, video cameras, and other equipment to monitor the volcano's activities. Then they'll hook up an electric cable between the observatory and the mainland so they can receive information electronically from these instruments. Geologists are pretty excited about this project, and I hope you are too. It ties in very nicely with the work we've been doing in class on volcanoes. Watch the program about it tonight and be prepared to discuss it tomorrow.
Number 39. What is the main purpose of the television program? Number 40. How will information get from the observatory to the mainland? Number 41. Why does the speaker recommend watching the program? Questions 42 through 46. Listen to a talk given on a tour of a factory where clothing materials are made.
Man-made fibers have been used to make clothing for only a little over a century, but their use is quite widespread nowadays. Rayon, the first man-made fiber commercially produced in the United States, appeared in 1910. In 1939, nylon, the first chemically synthesized fiber, was first produced in this country on a commercial basis. Since that time, the number of man-made fibers has expanded to include more than 20 types. Although the list of man-made clothing fibers is long, rayon remains one of the most popular of all time, and that is why we continue to produce it in such great quantities here. Rayon is made of cellulose, a naturally occurring substance found in cotton and in certain vegetables, like celery, of all things. The cellulose in rayon has been recycled and treated to make it a usable fiber for clothing. One of the reasons rayon is so popular for clothing is that it is soft and comfortable to wear. Most rayon washes well, too, although it does shrink when it is washed in hot water. The biggest problem with rayon is that it tends to fade in sunlight. It wouldn't be a good idea to leave a red rayon dress to dry in a sunny window. If you did that for very long, you might come back to a pink dress. If you'll just step this way, I'd like to show you our rayon production room.
Number 42. What is the main topic of this talk? Number 43. For how long have man-made fibers been used for clothing? Number 44. According to the speaker, why does this factory continue to produce rayon? Number 45. According to the speaker, What is the biggest problem with rayon? Number 46. What is the speaker probably going to do next? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to a lecture by an English professor about English as a universal language.
Now I would like to move away from the early history of the English language and talk a bit about how widespread the use of English is in today's world. There is no doubt that English has become a universal language. Today, English is used by at least 750 million people around the world, either as a first or a second language. The huge Oxford English Dictionary lists about 500,000 English words. A further 500,000 technical and scientific words, most of them very new and often changing in meaning as they become more widely used, remain uncatalogued. 3/4 of the world's mail, telexes, and cables are in English. More than half of the world's technical and scientific periodicals are in English. 80% of the information stored in the world's computers is in English. English is the official language of aviation and of shipping. It is the official language of the Olympic Games. This rise of English to international prominence is particularly remarkable considering that the language didn't exist 2,000 years ago when the Romans conquered Britain. Tomorrow, we will trace the rise and occasional decline of English through the centuries and try to pinpoint some reasons for its widespread use today. For homework, I would like you to read Chapter 3 of your text and jot down any evidence you can think of to suggest that English is, indeed, a global language.
Number 47. What was the speaker's earlier topic? Number 48. According to the speaker, why doesn't the Oxford English Dictionary include every word currently used in English? Number 49. According to the speaker, why is the rise of English as a world language so remarkable? Number 50. What does the speaker want to talk about tomorrow? This is the end of Section 1 of TOEFL Practice Test 5. Stop work on Section 1 now.